Hello and welcome to another edition of Today's Nutrition, where we look at what's new in research, what's hot in the news, or anything that can affect our health, vitality, and longevity. 52 days until 2020. I'm telling you that because you may want to keep in mind what I have to say here today when you're making your health resolutions for the big 2020, where you're going to have perfect eyesight, right? Okay, this week I'm continuing to tell you about the evils of excess refined carbohydrates, especially sugar. And I have to tell you, I get the most pushback on sugar. I hear, life is hard. We need our treats. But my kids are really good. I have to reward them, right? A little bit can't hurt. Life isn't fun without sugar. But I love it. I love my pop. I love my cookies. I love my ice cream at night. Whatever. Shoot, we all love the taste. But when we want to live long and healthfully, you got to choose a heck of a lot less of it. Your taste buds are going to lead you down the wrong path just about every time. And yes, who wouldn't want to eat all those things if they weren't so bad for us? But my job is to keep you healthy, and today I'm going to give you the research on sugar so you can decide. No judgment, ever. But you kind of lose your right to complain if you get sick, if you're eating a lot of sugar. You will remember last week that sugar comes in all forms, not just the pure, glistening, white crystalline sugar that we sprinkle on our yummies. Oh, and listen to the words we use. Yummies, treats, heavenly, decadent delights. A standard dessert is called the chocolate suicide. I mean, really? Or this one, how about this? To die for. Whoa. After today's show, you're going to see these words may take on a whole new meaning, and they may be more on target than you knew. Okay, the big 10 usual suspects are involved. That sounds like a crime detective. But anyway, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, arthritis, gallbladder, dementia, fertility, depression, aging, and obesity. All these diseases and more are preventable. And I'm going to show you the association between all these chronic nasty diseases and our national sugar addiction. Truly, the rush of sweetness goes to the same reward centers in the brain as drugs, and it's a region known as the nucleus accumbens. And the release of the brain chemicals dopamine, you know, the one that makes you feel good for a moment, you know, no wonder we love it and defend it. One researcher actually quoted saying, "The sugar in the drink swish their brain, get you the dopamine rewarding you, and then the effects of dopamine surge is gone almost as fast as it arrives, leaving your brain wanting more and more." One study concluded that it's more addictive than cocaine. This is the one that where they got the rats addicted to sugar and cocaine, and then they withdrew both of them. When they reintroduced both of them and gave them a choice, whether you go to the right or the left, they went to the sugar every single time, showing that sugar is more addictive than cocaine. Sugar industry is kind of where the tobacco industry was 60 years ago, whitewashing and covering up all the research and getting us more addicted than ever to the empty calories. But the research shows how horrible it is, starting with the most obvious one, diabetes or high blood sugar. This is really low-lying fruit here. The direct mechanisms of sugar that lead to diabetes includes part of the sugar molecule called fructose. Liver absorbs that fructose without regulating intake, potentially leading to fatty liver, elevated triglycerides, and a decrease in insulin sensitivity. And you're going to see this insulin being an issue in so many of the things I'm going to talk about. This insulin resistance is the real problem in many of these diseases, not just diabetes. The body, you know, it's going to release insulin to help clear the sugar. That's what opens up the cells. But in insulin resistance, it doesn't unlock the cells. So insulin goes higher, blood sugar goes higher, and it causes more problems, damaging the kidneys, the blood vessels, the eyes, the heart, everything. High intake of fructose is also associated to higher intakes of uric acid in the blood. It's associated to gout. Large number of studies have concluded that people who regularly drink sugar-sweetened beverages have about a 25% greater risk of diabetes, even if the weight is normal. So just because you're normal weight doesn't mean it's okay. All right, second thing, heart disease, high blood pressure. A major study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine, said that consuming too much sugar can raise blood pressure and increase chronic inflammation overall, both of which are pathways to heart disease. Sugar-laden diet can increase your risk of dying of heart disease even if you aren't overweight. So weight doesn't always have any part in it. 15-year-long study on added sugar and heart disease. Participants who took in 25% of their daily calories in sugar, which is pretty darn common, were twice as likely to die from heart disease than those whose diets included less than 10% of sugar. And this was regardless of their age, sex, physical activity level, body mass index, weight, anything. And another one, the Nurses' Health Study, which is a huge ongoing study, they looked at women who consumed diets high in sweets or processed starches and sugars had an increased risk of cardiovascular disease, with those in the highest quintile having a twofold increased risk in dying in the 10 years of follow-up. Sugar also lowers high density or the healthy cholesterol. Okay, third one. This is huge. Cancer. Studies show strong correlation between consumption of sugary soft drinks and development of 11 different types of cancer. Kidney, colorectal, esophagus, pancreas, liver, gallbladder. The more soft drinks consumed, the higher the risk of cancer. And in a recent study showed that sugar and sweetened drinks may increase the risk of esophageal cancer by 70%. There is coming out of Cornell Medical School in New York, a Dr. Cantley proposes that some cancers, like breast cancer, may start with high levels of insulin. Remember that insulin resistance where more and more insulin is produced to bring down the blood sugar? That hormone controls the amount of sugar in the blood. He says his research shows that high levels of insulin are more likely to drive cancer. And what drives insulin is sugar. He himself, Dr. Cantley, doesn't even eat sugar anymore because he believes the link between sugar and cancer is clear. Okay, next one, arthritis. You know, that's like everybody's got that, it seems like. We sell so much of that Curamin for pain of arthritis, it's crazy. High amounts of sugar in the diet result in an increase of what we call advanced glycation end products. We shorten that to ages. I think that's pretty clever because the sugar causes advanced aging by causing inflammation. Sugars that contain or foods that contain sugar, like all that stuff, the pastries and even fruit juice, release proteins in the body called cytokine. They cause inflammation. So eating the whole apple, not apple juice, is a must. So those ages are going to come up again and again. So, you know, when you think sugar, just think aging in every aspect you can imagine. You know, maybe it's not so much we fall apart when we get older, it's just we get glycated. Okay, so gallbladder, number five. There are multiple theories why sugar and insulin resistance in general affect gallbladder health, but for sure, high insulin has a strong association with gallbladder disease. and high sugar equals high insulin. So research has also found a significant increase in developing cancer of the gallbladder when consuming sugar-sweetened beverages. So we're talking pop, we're talking juices, all that. Sixth one, huge, and this is where I've got a lot of interest with my clients, and I took Bredesen's work, and I just love the fact that we're really uncovering sugar and diabetes. You know, Alzheimer's disease and dementia in general, they're calling type 3 diabetes. New research shows this insulin resistant is one of the major factors leading to the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. There's a lot of research on sugar and refined carbs causing pre-dementia and dementia. A lot of cutting-edge research suggests that cutting out sugar and refined carbs and adding back in good, healthy fats can prevent and even reverse pre-dementia and early dementia. We know people that have type 2 diabetes are about twice as likely to get Alzheimer's. And, you know, the whole insulin thing is huge here. Elevated insulin plays a role. And the theory behind it is that this insulin degrading enzyme, and it's a product that breaks down both insulin and the beta amyloid plaque in the brain, you know, those proteins that clump together and they're associated with Alzheimer's. You know, if somebody has a whole bunch of insulin that needs to be cleared, the enzyme is too busy clearing the insulin, and it doesn't have time to clear up those beta amyloid plaques. This is huge. In a 2012 study that took about 1,000 people, broke them down into four groups, depending on how much carbohydrate they took in, the group that ate the most carbs had an 80% higher risk of mild cognitive impairment, pathway to dementia. So, you know, lower refined carbs, the better. Zero is the best. Infertility, number seven. Every time you eat foods high in sugar, your pancreas secretes insulin, and that converts the sugar into energy. But if this is done a lot, you get that insulin resistance. High levels of insulin inhibit ovulation and cause metabolic disorders, including PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is a common cause of infertility. Number eight, depression. Research suggests a diet rich in whole foods, vegetables, fruits, fish can lower your risk for depression. And people who eat processed foods are much more likely to be diagnosed with depression. Strong suggestion based on research is that depression is really an inflammatory condition. So an anti-inflammatory diet is terrific. Number nine, advanced aging again, wrinkles, lack of collagen, brown spots, sagging skin are all caused by these advanced glycation end products, AGEs. AGEs form when sugar is linked to tissue proteins. So AGEs absolutely being identified as a pathogenic mechanism in diabetic neuropathy and vascular breakdown. So just think sugar equals tissue aging and damage. Number 10. Obesity and overweight. Now, I'm not saying sugar is the only cause for obesity. No, not by far. And obesity has many causes. The microbiome imbalance, toxins, inactivity, but sugar is a major player. Sugar is an empty, addictive calorie that is a big problem. And our kids, this is being called by the World Health Organization as the pandemic of pediatric obesity, and it's now classified as a disease, not a condition. And knowing that obesity is a major risk factor in all diseases we talk about, it's taken a toll over time. So if this is happening to our kids, it really needs to have major consideration. So you can see why I want people to cut out the sugar. If you want to prevent diabetes and heart disease and cancer and arthritis and gallbladder and dementia and infertility and depression and aging and obesity, you got to reduce the sugar. And I will most likely never be able to totally eliminate it, but those 3 cups on average that Americans consume every week, it's taking its toll, and we need to make changes if we want health, vitality, and longevity. So thanks for listening to another edition of Today's Nutrition. I hope you learned something that will help you or someone you love. And if you want to listen to other episodes, you can subscribe on iTunes or go to my website, debford.com. So that's it for this week, and have a great day that is naturally sweet.